We're back with Five Guys and a Bible, and today we have a question from one of our viewers, and we're so thankful for our viewers and when they do submit questions, so we would encourage you to do that. We always do that at the end of the video, but if you don't make it to the end of the video, drop by Five Guys and a Bible. Drop in your request for a question, and we'd love to answer that. But we're going to start with this question, and the question revolves around the scripture of John 1:9. And I'm just going to read that scripture for you. John 1:9 says, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." Now, the question is who is the every man this verse is speaking about here? So we're going to start off with Jason Schultz in the top middle there. So, Jason, go ahead.
First of all, listen, I love this question. This is a topic that I like a lot. I think to understand any passage of Scripture, it's really important to look at the context of the passage itself, to look and see if the same writer has said something about that topic in other places, and then also to compare it to what is said in the whole Bible. In this case, that is just a massive task. I mean, the idea of light versus darkness in the Scripture is just this overarching theme that you find everywhere. Starts all the way back in Genesis 1, God says, "Let there be light," and we find that there is light existing on day 1 when the sun, moon, and stars aren't even created until day 4. So that light has to be coming from somewhere. It continues all the way until Revelation when the heavenly city is described as not needing the light from the sun, S-U-N, because the sun, S-O-N, is going to be the light of it. And in between, you find that theme all over the place. In the Old Testament, the Gentiles were promised that they would be saved with the passage that says the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light, right? So, in short, it's a really monumental task for one of these videos, especially since we want to talk about John 1:9, when John is probably the guy who says the most about this topic. He's the one who records Jesus standing in the temple and shouting, "I am the light of the world. He that comes to me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." And even before that, John's the one who records Jesus talking to Nicodemus and saying that all unbelievers are already condemned. And Jesus says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." Now, that's important because then listen to what he says next. John 3, verses 20 and 21, he says, "For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that they're wrought in God." So Jesus describes himself as the light. And then we ask, well, who's that light shining on? Everybody. Right? It shines on the ones in darkness, and some of them react to it like scurrying cockroaches because they hate the light. It shines on some others who come to the light, and we see that their works are wrought by God. Now, that's the idea. Let's take that back a couple of chapters to this passage in John chapter 1, because it introduces Jesus as the light. Verse 5 says that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness couldn't understand it and couldn't overcome it, right? Verse 9, he is the light that lights all men that come into the world. That's what we're trying to figure out, what that's talking about. But if you look in verse 11, he came unto his own received it not. In verse 12, many did believe on him and were made the children of God. So I think the understanding of verse 9 is that Jesus is the light of the world, and everyone is subject to that all-enlightening scrutiny that he brings. Doesn't mean everyone embraces it. It just means everyone is subject to the light of Jesus. Some reject him and stay in darkness. Some come to the light. These guys want me to shut up now, so I got to stop.
We're trying to stay a little bit on the briefer side so that it's easier for people to listen to. So we're going to move over to Todd Bryant. So, Todd, take it away.
Jason took every scripture I was going to quote. I should have gone first when I had the opportunity, I guess. I do believe that Jesus is the light that came into the world. And because of that, as Jason said, everyone around him, all men around him, saw him. They saw the light of the world. And that doesn't mean that he gave them knowledge of who he was, even though he didn't hide it or whatever. It just says he's the light of the world, and they saw the light of the world with their eyes. So I think the point of the verse is that the light of the world came into the world, and everyone that laid eyes on him saw the light of the world. I think that's the point that John is making in this passage, is that in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The light of the world came into the world and everyone saw it. I think that's the point. Now, what was the response of everybody that saw it? As Jason said, naturally, men did not believe in the light because they loved darkness rather than light. So it's a real simple thing. John's just saying Jesus is the light of the world. And when he came into the world, everybody saw the light of the world. I mean, that's simple. I hate to make a supposedly real deep doctrinal verse simple, but that's what it's saying. It's not hard. So I'll pass it on.
All right. That takes us to Troy McGahan. Troy, it's all about you.
Well, I was studying this earlier, and, you know, I believe it's talking about there is a general sense in which man has the knowledge of God through creation, okay? You look around, you see what's going on. It's hard to sit here and look at everything that's happened, everything created, and say, well, that just happened out of nowhere. Let me give you what John MacArthur said in his commentary. Then I'll pass along. Said, through God's sovereign power, every person has enough light to be responsible. God has planted his knowledge in man through general revelation and creation and conscience. The result of general revelation, however, does not produce salvation. Understand that. Then he continues on, but either leads to the complete light of Jesus Christ or produces condemnation in those who reject such light. So this is the thing. Jesus Christ came into the world. He's a light. As people see the light, they're either going to be drawn more to the understanding of Christ and have a deeper desire for that. And, of course, that comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ, comes through the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, and then they are brought to this place where they repent of their sins and turn to Christ alone. Or they continue in sin, they mock the things of God, and when they die, they go into eternity without Christ, which, of course, means eternal damnation and hell. So that's what I've got. I'm going to pass it on.
All right. You have the MacArthur commentary? Do you? All right. All right. So, okay. Very good. As I was looking at this verse, you know, I agree with everything that's been said. There's not a whole much more to add to that, I believe. When I look at this verse, it's kind of the same concept of a general call and an effectual call. And that is, as the word of God goes out, man hears it, some reject it, the word is made effectual. When the Holy Spirit works in their heart, that's what the light is when the light, when it bears down, and some come to the knowledge of it, but many run from it and because they love darkness rather than light. I don't see any more to add to that verse. I can't see, but Mark probably has a whole lot more to say. So, Mark, take it away.
First of all, let me say this. Jason laid such a great foundation in the beginning for us. It makes all of our jobs that much easier because he gives all the good doctor teaching, and all we get to do is add on to it. Okay, so I mean, it makes our job easier. Let me tell you what I think about this. You know, It says, that was the true light, the light of every man that come into the world. You know the first thing that popped into my mind? Here's the first thing that popped into my mind as I read that verse. He maketh the rain on the just and on the unjust. Okay? If we're talking about that, let's look at it this way. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, right? 1 John 1:5. If God's light was removed from this world, what type of light would we have? None. All of us are recipients of the light of God. Men's hearts are desperately wicked. What resides in the total depraved heart is nothing but darkness. Any good that might come, any light that might come, is a result of the general light of God that's in the world. He lighteth the entire world. Every good, all good comes from God. And so if it says he lighteth every man that comes into the world, to me that's just talking in a general sense that light, goodness comes from God. And all the light that is emanates from God. And so every man's going to receive a little bit of the goodness of God. We had tremendous rain this afternoon. That's a tremendous blessing. That's light, in a sense, because it's good for us. So to me, he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every man that has ever drawn breath are going to enjoy some of the goodness of God. Now, of course, you take an increase on that, and you get to the place where you're talking about the effectual call and a general call and all of that. But to me also, I can make application anyway that it's talking about the general goodness of God also, that every man is a recipient of the general goodness of God. And with that, I'm done.
All right. We got one guy who wants to say something else. He got his 3 minutes and 12 seconds, and he wants a few more. So here he goes, Jason.
I'll try to be quick. I just want to expand on what Mark said, and because I love this topic. Paul talks about, in, not only is has the light of Jesus shined on all men, but for some in particular, there is a miraculous work that happens that in 2 Corinthians 4:6, the Apostle Paul compares it to that work of creation, right? Back when God said, let there be light. This is what he says, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In other words, back at creation, the very God that said, let there be light, looked into the black hearts of sinners like me and you and said, let light be there, and there is light. That's the miraculous work of salvation that Jesus brings. And so when he says, I'm the light of the world, he that comes to me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's what he's talking about. And anyway, thanks for the question. I love this topic. I'll be quiet.
All right. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say?
You did awesome, Jason.
He did. He did.
I just want to say, I agree with Jason.
All in favor? All in favor?
We say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, listen, we thank you for watching. We thank you for listening and sticking with us. And actually, I thought this would be one of our longer ones we would do. And it looks like we're going to finish up before 15 minutes. So fantastic for us. But at the same time, we hope we're not rushing through. So do send your questions over to us, Facebook, Five Guys in a Bible, or on the webpage, fiveguysinabible.com. And
show us the cup, Todd. Show us the coffee cup.
Yeah, Five Guys in a Bible. And, of course, if you really want to hear from us some more, we are available for conference speaking, and we will come to you and answer all your questions for us. And
Sermon audio.
We'd love to do that, right?
Sermon audio.
You can find us all on Sermon audio, except for Todd. You can find him. You can't find us all on Sermon audio. You can find 3 out of 5. Troy, Mark, and myself.
You can find us all on our church app, because we've all spoken at my church.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, Northport, Alabama. So, there you go.
True.
Always ways to find us. We're not hidden under a bushel. So, all right, with that, good night, and God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.